For 68-year-old film critic Roger Ebert, age has brought with it what would have seemed to many to be an insurmountable challenge. In 2006, the longtime reviewer for the Chicago Sun-Times lost his lower jaw and his voice to cancer surgery. But he lost neither his love for movies nor his passion for talking about them. So last year, he unveiled a new voice made with the help of a computer.
Tonight, Ebert begins the latest and most improbable phase of his comeback. He returns to television for the first time since 2006 with his PBS program, Ebert Presents at the Movies. The new show has two co-hosts who do most of the reviewing, but there is a segment called Roger's Office when fans will hear directly from Ebert.
453651 won this year's Truer Than Fiction Award at the Indie Spirits and the Jury Prize at South by Southwest. I think it's a real discovery on DVD, and I give it a big thumbs up.
At times, Ebert's reviews will also be read by a special guest. That's the case tonight, when acclaimed German director Werner Herzog reads Ebert's review of the film My Dog Tulip.
Almost all human beings desire one thing, and that is to be loved. This is Werner Herzog speaking as Roger's voice.
It's certainly a departure from the loud, playful sparring of Siskel and Ebert, but even when it's coming out of someone else's mouth, Ebert's voice is unmistakable.
This is a wonderful film, reassuring us that sometimes love really is a bitch.
Roger Ebert, a lesson in lastingness.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.